The Fairbanks Borough Air Pollution Control Commission met last night to go over proposed changes to a fine particulate control ordinance. Borough administration has removed smoke fines from the legislation in response to a voter-approved ballot measure that prevents the borough from banning, prohibiting, or fining residents for use of heating devices. The revised ordinance also removes a smoke opacity standard as a means to assessing stack emissions. Air Pollution Control Commission member and fine particulate researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Kathy Cahill, lobbied for keeping an opacity standard in the ordinance.
You know, you're removing the opacity and you're removing the actual measurement. You've just completely and totally destroyed it. I think we need to actually have concentrations in here. And maybe there's not a fine because the proposition said we can't have a fine, but there has to be education. There has to be some consequence to doing this and having high emissions coming from your stack influencing your neighbors and their health.
Cahill suggested using opacity violations as a way to trigger a visit from borough officials to provide education on clean burning. Medical research has shown breathing the tiny particles produced by combustion of wood, coal, and other fuels, including oil, to be hazardous to health, and local research points to wood smoke as a major contributor to Fairbanks' wintertime fine particulate pollution problem. There was a lot of public testimony taken at last night's meeting. Fairbanks resident Tim Subdi challenged the validity of fine particulate science and the legality of forcing education on polluters.
Another item tonight that really scares me is, well, we got to keep the opacity in so that we'll have a trigger so that we can then have a government official come and have a chat with you. Well, that's called harassment. That is also a violation of a person's civil rights.
Most testimony came from the other side. People talked about smoke infiltrating homes and schools and health problems brought on by it. Some called the voter pass ban on borough smoke enforcement unconstitutional. Fairbanks resident Sean McGuire urged commissioners to challenge Prop A in court.
I think you guys should stand as a body and say, look, this is a public health issue. It's something that we can't ignore. It trumps everything else.
Others said the borough's draft amendments go too far in responding to a voter pass proposition. The amended fine particulate ordinance deletes a standard for moisture content of wood, but retains restrictions on burning garbage, tires, and some other non-wood fuels. Borough attorney Renee Broker says there's room for clamping down on polluters by taking them to court for creating a nuisance, as long as the problem isn't the result of normal stove or boiler operation.
We would instead be filing nuisance actions for the, 10,000 other ways somebody could create a nuisance by improperly operating their wood stove, maybe burning tires, whatever. We would be in front of a court, so people's rights, and they could argue whether or not, it would be properly vetted or whether or not we were applying it correctly, as opposed to trying to have a code enforcement officer out there making those type of decisions.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation can enforce clean air standards regardless of the voter-instituted restraints on the borough. Fairbanks has until 2014 to get into compliance with federal fine particulate pollution standards. Local air has dipped into the unhealthy range in Fairbanks this week due to elevated fine particulate concentrations.